Congregation Bethel, this building about 100 years old, was the target of an arsonist, a fire bomber, back in 2012. This time, accidental blaze went to four alarms. Rabbi Yitzhak Lerman, his wife and four kids, barely making it out. He wasn't physically hurt, but tells me,
"First of all, I'm in so much pain, and I know how much it pains them to see the destruction of our holy temple. What I want to tell them is, number one, we will rebuild. We will rebuild. And we're going to hold service. We're going to continue holding our services. Tomorrow, we're going to hold our services here outside."
They certainly are going to need help going forward and rebuilding. He says any donations to JewishRutherford.org would be appreciated. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Montrose Avenue in Rutherford.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.